Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a pulled 808 tail in Ableton Live 12 that feels right for jungle and old school drum and bass, while keeping the whole thing DJ friendly from the very first bar to the last. So we're not just making a bigger 808, we're making a bass event that hits hard, decays musically, leaves space for the breakbeat, and fits into a clean intro, drop, and outro structure that a selector can actually mix. The vibe we're aiming for is that classic old school pressure. Dark, heavy, rhythmic, but still controlled. Think sub weight that supports the break instead of smothering it. And that's the key idea here. In jungle and DNB, the bass is not just low frequency content. It's part of the groove conversation. Let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this kind of energy. Keep it in 4/4 and build your arrangement in clear phrase blocks. A really solid starting point is 64 bars total, broken into 16 bar sections, intro, build, drop, and outro. That way, your track already feels like a record, not just a loop. If you want this to be DJ-friendly, phrase structure matters a lot. A DJ needs time to blend, match, and ride the energy. So think in 8, 16, and 32 bar chunks. Even if you're doing something more experimental, that underlying structure keeps the track mixable. Now let's choose the 808 source. You can absolutely start with a sample, if you have a clean 808 kick or sub with a short transient and a solid fundamental. Look for something around 40 to 60 HC that isn't already too distorted. But if you want more control, build it in operator. That's usually the cleaner route for this lesson. In operator, use a sine wave on oscillator A. Keep it simple. A sine gives you a pure sub foundation, which is exactly what you want before you start shaping the character. If you want that classic 808 thump at the front, add a short pitch envelope, so the note drops quickly from a higher pitch into the root. That little pitch fall is what gives the sound that pulled, dragged forward feel. For a starting envelope, keep the attack at zero, the decay somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds, sustain low or at zero, and release fairly short. If you go too long, the bass can smear into the breakbeat. And in DNB, that smear is usually the enemy. If you're using a sample in Simpler, open it in Classic or One-Shot mode and trim it carefully. Clean the start so the transient is tight, and make sure the tail isn't carrying dead air. If you hear clicks, use a tiny fade. Then tune the sample to the song key. This part matters more than a lot of people think. An untuned 808 can feel weak even when it's loud. But when it's in key, it locks into the track and suddenly the whole groove feels more intentional. A good habit here is to think in bass events, not just notes. In jungle, the 808 often works best when it arrives like a deliberate impact, then leaves room for the break to answer. So don't just scatter notes everywhere. Place them with intention. Now let's build the device chain. A practical Ableton stock chain for this is a Q8, saturator, maybe drum bus or redux if needed, then compressor or glue compressor, and finally utility. Start with a Q8. The job here is cleanup and space making. If there's a necessary rumble below 20 to 25 Hz, cut it. If the tail is muddying up the brakes, try a gentle dip around 180 to 300 Hz. And if the transient is too clicky, tame some of the top end around 2 to 5 kHz. But be careful not to over-EQ the life out of it. For jungle and old-school DNB, the low mids and sub-tail are part of the character. You want control, not sterilization. Next, saturator. This is where you add harmonics so the bass translates on smaller speakers and not just on a sub-heavy system. A little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB to start, with soft clip on. If you want more edge, you can experiment with analog clip, but stay aware of the low end. The goal is not fuzzy distortion for its own sake. The goal is readability. The bass should still feel like weight, just with more definition. Drum bus can be really useful too, especially in this style. A small amount of drive can densify the low end nicely. Keep crunch low unless you want a more aggressive texture and be very cautious with boom. Boom can be cool, but in a busy breakbeat arrangement it can quickly get blurry. If the attack is too pointy, a little negative transient can help the 808 sit better under the drums. Compression is only necessary if the tail is too inconsistent or too peaky. Use it lightly. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1, a moderate attack, and a release that lets the tail breathe. You usually only want a few dB of gain reduction. And if the kick is getting buried, sidechaining the 808 lightly from the kick or drum bus can help the groove stay clear. Then use utility to keep things under control. In DNB, the sub should usually stay mono. So if necessary, set the width to 0 on the sub channel. Keep the bass centered, and use utility for clean gain staging. Now let's talk about the rhythm. An 808 tail in jungle doesn't need to fire on every beat. In fact, that can make it feel less effective. The breakbeat should remain the star of the groove, and the 808 should act like the anchor. So think in bass hits that answer the drums. Use it at the start of phrases, before fills, or in syncopated call and response moments. For example, you might hit the 808 on bar 1 beat 1, then leave space, then bring it back on bar 3 beat 1, or place it before a snare fill to create momentum. A very classic move is to let the 808 appear, disappear, and reappear so the loop feels alive. That silence between hits is part of the vibe. It creates tension. Here's where the pull effect comes in. One of the best ways to make the tail feel like it's being pulled into the groove is to control note length. In MIDI, make the note just a little longer than the initial punch, so the tail decays naturally. Short notes give you tighter hits. Medium notes give you more tail. Long notes can get messy fast, especially when the break gets busier. If you're using operator or another synth with pitch control, a short pitch drop at the front of a note. That quick fall from a slightly higher pitch into the root creates that urgent, dragging 808 feel. It's a simple move, but it really works. Another useful trick is volume automation. You can slightly raise the bass at the start of a phrase, then pull it back during denser sections, then bring it up again when there's space. This keeps the bass line feeling animated without needing to rewrite the whole part. Sidechain compression is also a big part of making the tail work in a DNB context. If the kick and 808 are stepping on each other, the groove gets muddy fast. So use sidechain gently. You want the kick to punch through and the tail to breathe around it. Not pumping for the sake of pumping, just enough movement to keep the low end open. Now let's arrange this like a real DJ tool. For the intro, start with drums and atmosphere. Maybe a filtered break, ghost percussion, a pad, some texture, but hold back the full sub at first. Let the listener get context before you bring in the heavy low end. In a DJ-friendly intro, the first 16 bars should be easy to blend. Bars 1 to 4 can be drums and ambience. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce more percussion. Bars 9 to 12 can tease the 808 with a single hit or a low drone. Then bars 13 to 16 can build the energy toward the drop. That kind of intro gives a DJ time to phrase match and blend in smoothly. Then comes the drop. Here's a classic old school move. Hit the 808 hard on the downbeat, then leave a little space afterward. Maybe one bar with just drums and tension. Then bring the bass back and around the tail so the groove keeps moving. That call and response between bass and breakbeat is pure jungle energy. You don't need to fill every second. In fact, empty space often makes the next hit feel twice as big. For the outro, strip things back in a deliberate way. Remove the lead elements first. Keep the drums and a simplified bass pulse. Reduce the bass activity and leave at least 16 bars that are easy to mix out of. A good outro makes the track useful in a set. It gives the next record room to come in cleanly, which is exactly what a DJ needs. Automation can really bring this to life too. Try automating saturator drive for tension, or opening and closing a filter on the bass during breakdowns. You can also automate utility gain to emphasize a drop or pull the bass back before a transition. A really effective move is to thin out the low end during a build, then slam it back in on the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel massive, even if the sound design itself is pretty simple. And remember, the breakbeat is sacred here. If your 808 is fighting with the break, carve space. Check your frequency zones. Sub around 40 to 70 Hz, body around 70 to 120, mud around 180 to 350, and the snare and break presence higher up. If the break has too much low end, high pass it a bit or carve a small pocket for the 808. If the kick and bass clash, shorten the tail, sidechain more tightly, or give each element its own lane. Here's a really practical workflow tip. Once the loop works, bounce or freeze it and listen again as audio. That helps you hear the actual decay shape, and you can spot problems faster. You can also make two versions of the bass. One cleaner and longer for the main drop, and one shorter and more percussive for fills and turnaround bars. Swapping between those every 8 or 16 bars adds movement and makes the tune feel much more like a finished record. If you want to go a step darker, try parallel distortion. Keep one clean sub layer and add a distorted mid layer on top. High passed so it doesn't destroy the low end. That gives you menace and clarity at the same time. You can also add a very quiet ghost reese underneath for extra aggression, as long as the sub stays clean and centered. Another good technique is to add a tiny click or knock layer at the front of the 808 that helps the bass read clearly in busy break sections, especially on smaller speakers. Just keep it high-passed so it doesn't interfere with the weight of the sub. And here is a big one. Don't be afraid to rewrite the bass line after the first pass. A lot of the time, old-school DNB hits harder when you remove notes instead of adding them. Ask yourself which hits really matter, which ones are just filling space. Sometimes one strong tail does the job of three weak notes. Let's finish with a quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar loop at 172 BPM. Use kick, snare on 2 and 4, and a chopped break. Add 1-800-8 in operator or from a sample. Program it on bar 1 beat 1, bar 3 beat 1, bar 4 last beat, and bar 7 beat 1. Put a Q8, saturator, and utility on the channel and sidechain it lightly from the kick. Then arrange the bars so the first two are intro drums. Bars 3 and 4 bring in bass. Bars 5 and 6 are full groove, and bars 7 and 8 lead into a transition. Listen for whether the tail feels punchy rather than bloated, whether the break still breathes, and whether the loop stays stable when repeated. If it does, you're on the right track.